This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Michael Breed is the host of The Golf Fix, Monday nights on Golf Channel, also the Director of Instruction at the Michael Breed Golf Academy at Trump Golf Links at Ferry Point. It's a pleasure to welcome Michael Breed back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Michael.
How are you? It's been too long, my friend. It's been too long.
Yes, it has. I wanted to have you on to pick up on a topic you had on Golf Fix a week or so ago, preparing folks to play less golf over the next few months. Now, this show airs in the Southeast, so people won't be putting their clubs away for good. They'll just be playing a little less. So what are some of the things that folks need to do over the next few months when they're not playing golf quite so much?
Well, there's a lot of different things, and listen, you know what? There's a lot of reasons why people play less golf at this time of year, and it's not just that, you know, it's cold weather or warm weather. It's school starts up again, days get a little bit shorter, you're bringing your kids to travel soccer or travel baseball or whatever it is. You have a lot less time to get out there and work on your game. So the things that I recommend are as follows. You have to pay attention to a number of different areas. Mm-hmm. Areas of focus is what I like to call them, areas of focus. So one would be your golf swing. That's the physical side. Is the club on plane? How's your grip? Whatever, posture, all that. You have to control that. Second thing is there's a mental side to the game, right?
Yep.
And that may be course management. It may be how you talk to yourself. What is your self-talk like? You have to work on that. I read a lot of John Maxwell books. I take a lot of online classes with Dale Carnegie. Just getting into understanding how to speak to myself, what my body language is like, all those little things. And those are things, by the way, this is a great time of year to do it. You can, because you're indoors a little bit more than say the summertime, the days are shorter, you can do a little bit more reading. And as you start to read, maybe you're focusing on being a little bit more positive. Maybe you want to get one of Dr. Rotella's books or Dr. Geo's books or John Maxwell's books, maybe John Wooden's books, any of these types of things to get you to think a little bit better. Pay attention to your nutrition. It's a time of year where we start to eat not quite as well. You go through Halloween, you're maybe eating some candy a little bit more than you might. Days are a little bit shorter, you get a little bit cold, whatever it is, and you don't eat as well as you could eat. You snack a little bit more. You're not drinking as much water because you're not outside as much. We typically tend to drink more water as a rule in the summertime than we do, say, in the wintertime. And your body still needs the same amount of water. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold. You still need the same amount of water. You may need to drink a little bit more frequently because you're outside and sweating in the summertime, but you still need to drink the same amount of water. So we have to watch our nutrition. Maybe there are certain foods that we want to eat. Maybe as you come down the stretch, you've lost a little focus on 15, 16, 17, and 18. Maybe it's what you're eating and the preparation that you've had for that. And then the other thing is that maybe that you're not in as good a physical condition as you'd like to be in. Maybe your hamstrings are a little bit tighter than normal. Maybe you need to go and get your hips looked at. See if your hips are a little bit tight. Maybe you want to get into the gym. So there are these areas of focus are things that you need to pay attention to so that when you're really playing the majority, the bulk of your golf, that you're prepared to play and play as well as you can.
You know, Michael, and you know we all of us who play at a certain level say this, and I'm curious to see if you believe in any of it. We all say a little time off kind of makes us forget the bad habits. Do you believe any of that?
Not one bit of it. And the reason why is that if we were to, in fact, forget the bad habits, then in theory they would never come back, but they always seem to come back. What I would say is this. What we ought to do is start thinking about the goals that we have for ourselves, the things that goes back to that, you know, the bad habits, goes back to what we were talking about, the physical side.
Yeah.
Maybe you're struggling with the driver and you want to focus on the things that you need to do in order to get that driver going the way you want it to go. And there, and maybe, you know, your goal is to hit a certain number of drivers in a simulator every single week, whatever. Find a place where you can get in and do that. Or maybe you're going to, you know, if you're down there in Georgia or Florida or a warmer climate, that you can get out there and you can get to the range and focus on the driver. But what I can tell you is find an area that you feel is a weakness. And we've seen this through history. Players have identified a certain part of their game that they're not as good as they want to be. And maybe it was Tiger Woods in 1997 when he decided that he wanted to improve his bunker play or whatever it is. There are things that we need to do and we need to focus on, take an inventory of the areas of our game that seem to not be at the level that the other parts of our game are at, and then go out and take the necessary steps to improve that. Maybe you want to get some golf lessons in that area. Maybe you want to read some books in that or go to a golf school or whatever it is. But make sure that you're thinking clearly about what are the things that I need to do in order for me to improve my game.
We're talking with Michael Breed, host of The Golf Fix. You a couple of other things you mentioned. It's a great time to maybe go, if you've never been fitted for your driver, go get fitted for your driver.
Yeah. The funny thing was, and I didn't know this until we did the show, 40% of the people that play the game of golf have never been fit for a driver. That is so foreign to me. It's almost like if you went to get a pair of shoes and they didn't fit you for what size shoe you were to wear on your foot, and then go out and go walk or run in that shoe that's not fit appropriately. Now, sure, there are those that will get fit just by happenstance or luck. The fit of the club that they buy will work.
Mm-hmm.
But the large majority of people will not just randomly fit into a pair of shoes without being sized for it. It's the same thing with a driver. And candidly, I think it's the same thing for a putter. The number or percentage of people that have not been fit for a putter is far greater than that of a driver. And so to me, this is an excellent time to go seek the wisdom of a PGA professional, get fit for a driver, get the club that's going to allow you to perform the best you can with that club that many people feel, absent of the putter, that many people feel is the most important club in the bag.
Hey, I know you're going to say you'll make more putts, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. What would you notice immediately by getting fit for your putter?
You know, John, here's what I would tell you. When I fit people for putters, the most important thing for me is their ability to aim it.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I the length of the putter is important, the weight of the putter is important, how the thing looks, all that stuff is important. But if you cannot aim your putter, then you have to make a bad stroke to make a good putt. If I'm trying to hit my putt in the center of the hole and I'm aiming outside of the hole, I then have to, at some point, take the putter and manipulate it so that it squares up to the hole. And eventually, what I believe this does is it leads to the yips. I think an improperly fit putter will eventually lead to the yips. And so to me, and I am adamant about this, this is, you know, putting is what I've really sort of spent the majority of my time focusing on. That's what I call my major. I kind of minored in golf, but in golf swinging and golf, I majored in putting. That's really the area where I have spent the most amount of time with my touring professionals as well as my elite amateurs is on the putting green. And for me, the most important thing that you can do with that putter is aim it properly. And you know how many people struggle with aim? Those are the ones that get on the green and they take that ball and they line the ball up because they want to make sure they're aimed properly. And the funny part about this is that it's not the ball that you aim poorly. It's the putter that you aim poorly. And you're trying to get the ball and the line on the ball to correct that flaw. Everybody, there is a putter that everybody can aim. You have to find the one that you aim the best and then get that into your hands. And then you can start to work on your putting stroke. But if you don't aim the putter properly, working on getting a good putting stroke does you no good whatsoever.
He is Michael Breed, host of The Golf Fix. Great advice as you maybe play a little bit less here in the upcoming months. I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you taking the time to do this, Michael. As always, thank you. Have a great holiday season, and we'll talk soon.
Mr. Patrick, and I do call you Mr. Patrick with the utmost respect. I hope you have just the same. A very safe holiday season here, and the new year brings you all the things that you wish, including 290 down the center of the fairway with maybe a little bit of a cut. You want to hit that little cut? Is that what you're trying to hit?
No, I like, you know, I'm the last guy in the world that tries to hit a straight ball. thank you, Michael.
You're the best.